Italy's quake victims are finding comfort and faith. Frustration sours hope for Moldova's elections and threatens future ministry. And spiritual warfare is being waged over Honduras's youth. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Italy's worst earthquake in three decades reduced much of L'Aquila to rubble. Greater Europe Mission's Pepe Biscarini says they're more than 80 kilometers away from the epicenter of the quake, but are looking for ways to respond.
The situation is pretty chaotic there, so I'm trying to work with the National Evangelical Alliance now to see what we can set up in an organized fashion.
Keep praying for open doors.
We have had over 100 aftershakes since the big one on Sunday, so it's not over yet, and people are somewhat nervous and open to a discussion on faith.
It's Holy Week, and Biscarini says people are looking for answers.
We run a specific Bible study for the influencers, and this one particular countess has been invited by some peers, and she always respectfully denied participation, but because of what has happened, she was actually eager to come and attend.
Next, when Moldova's election results went to the Communist Party, protesters rioted, claiming the process was rigged. We spoke with a missionary serving with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in Moldova. For security purposes, we'll call him Reed. The results dismayed the students he works with.
I spoke to several people who said that they could not stand another 4 years of this regime and that they were planning to leave the country and look for work elsewhere. Most had put their hope for a future on this election, and they were expecting radical change. And when that didn't happen, a lot of them were quite frustrated. And I think that's a lot of the riots were just young people letting out this frustration that they feel for the fact that their future has been taken from them, or at least another 4 years of it.
Border closures forced the cancellation of a ministry retreat this weekend with Moldovan and Romanian college students. Reed says that might not be the first venture to be jeopardized.
With the collaboration and the assistance that the Romanian churches have been offering the Moldovan churches and ministries, if this continues long term, this animosity towards Europe and Romania, then there will be a lot of effects to many different ministry projects.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Persecution may have become less frequent in Orissa, India, but problems are far from over. Families are still displaced, churches are still not running, and children are still orphaned. At the height of the persecution, one group of Christians began taking in families and children. Mike Duras of Orphan Outreach says,
because the families had been displaced and parents had been killed, they had children that had been both orphaned but also displaced, and the parents couldn't care for them anymore. And so they opened an orphanage just on faith.
Orphan Outreach will be assisting this orphanage with a particular goal in mind, to reunite families and reestablish their homes.
A lot of times when you have a situation like this where you have this kind of persecution, it hits the newspapers and everybody's interested in it, and then it kind of goes off the screen when the intense persecution stops. Then you have all these thousands of people that have been impacted that are now displaced.
Visit our website to learn how you can help. And physical needs are obvious in San Jeronimo, Honduras, but the spiritual ones are harder to detect. Paul Walker with One Hope explains why believers need to be equipped for battle.
There's a great war going on spiritually for the children and youth of that community.
Drug and alcohol abuse is common. By structuring the kids' free time, One Hope plans to work with a local church to stop widespread problems. The group plans to enter spiritual warfare through parenting classes and by immersing children in God's Word.
We're all about Scripture to children and youth, and so part of what we are going to measure is the Scripture engagement for children and youth of that community as well.
One Hope also plans to work with community leaders in creating a free market that would allow villagers to sell their products locally.
People can bring in their goods and services and trade it out right there at the city center rather than traveling an hour and a half like they used to do.
Pray that God uses these changes to transform this community through One Hope. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.